I think it says a lot that he received 87 votes. That means not only he got the Republicans, but a tremendous number of Democrats to join on board. I think that's reflective of his skills as a statesman and what he brings to the table as the new secretary. I also think it's reflective of the way that agriculture policy is handled in this town. It's traditionally been very bipartisan. So I think that signals that that bipartisanship will continue on. We, of course, are thrilled that he has finally been confirmed. It's been a long time without a Secretary of Agriculture. There's a lot that he needs to do. So we're ready for him to pick up his pen and start signing and get active. So we're excited that this is finally done and we now have a Secretary of Agriculture.
He looks at what some of NCBA's priorities are for the Department of Agriculture.
You know, we have several things that we're going to talk to him on. I think top of list, of course, is asking him to withdraw the GPSA rule. The proposed GPSA rules are ones that we have been fighting for years now. We were very fortunate to get a six-month extension in order to allow the new secretary to review the docket on this case, to be able to look at the comments that not only NCBA submitted, but other groups submitted, and then ultimately convince him that this is a bad deal for America's cattle producers. It takes away our marketing options. And I think given the fact that he is a farmer himself, he has been in agriculture, he's been in business, I think he will understand that this is bad policy and ultimately will withdraw it. So that is by far our top ask of the new secretary.
Woodall says NCBA expects positive changes from the past 8 years.
We definitely can expect positive change, and I think we've already seen quite a bit of that just in the short time the Trump administration has been in place. When you look at the actions that have already been undertaken at Department of Interior, especially the actions by the new EPA Administrator, Scott Pruitt, to try to roll back the Waters United States rule. Those are great examples of where positive action has already taken place. I know that our ability to interact with this new administration has been much more robust than what we have seen in the past. They are willing to listen to us. They understand our issues. They are willing to take action to help America's farmers and ranchers. So as a cattle industry, I think that not only have we seen some good things already, but there is much more to come as we continue to see this government be populated with not only the cabinet level secretaries, but the undersecretaries and all the agency heads as well. So we're very optimistic at what we'll be able to accomplish under the Trump administration.